Welcome back to In the Zone with Coach Kubiak. All right, Coach, the Detroit Lions, they're 0-2. The Broncos are 2-0. We just heard from Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas saying they expect to get the Lions' very best shot because of the fact they still don't have a win.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, they're one of the top teams in football last year. They start on the road this year, two road games back-to-back. That's as tough as it gets. They had a 21-3 lead, you know, in San Diego. So it's just that's how hard this league is. But they'll be ready to go. Their home opener, a lot of electricity. Kind of a lot like the situation we went into last weekend.
All right, and the Lions head coach Jim Caldwell talking about that home field advantage, Ford Field, and what that means to the Lions. Let's go ahead and have a look.
The enthusiasm, the energy is, I think, serves well for the home team. And not only that, it makes communications difficult. But there's a lot of great energy that's developed.
You go from one hostile environment in Arrowhead to another here in Ford Field. I mean, I guess that's just life in NFL.
Yeah, you know, he's exactly right, and that's the big thing. And, you know, when you're practicing to play on the road like this, you almost have to cut practice in half, you know, because defensively you work in as quiet an environment as you can work in. Offensively you work in as hectic environment as you can work in. So trying to get it all done this week and get ready and have our guys ready to play.
Quarterback Matt Stafford's back at practice this week. I'm going to assume you guys are preparing as if Matt Stafford will be the quarterback this week.
Yeah, you know what? We're preparing for the Lions. And, you know, if you get too caught up in stuff like that, I think it distracts you. So, you know, we talk about those things. We stay focused on the schemes that we got to go defend and the schemes that we got to go try to move the football on. And special teams. So we expect him to be there. He's a tough young man. He's a great player, makes a lot of plays off schedule. We know what we're facing.
I think when people think about the Lions, they think about that aerial attack with Matt Stafford and one Calvin Johnson, Golden Tate, and a lot of weapons you guys got to contain.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're spreading the field very well, and they got a heck of a tight end also. So very capable of making big plays. Last year, they're number two defensively. I think people forget that. So, like I said, one of the better teams in the league last year. Nothing's really changed. We played two games. We expect our best.
All right, thanks, Coach. And Coach will be back one more time with our rapid-fire fan questions, so be sure to stay tuned to that. For now, let's go back in studio where Raul is standing by with this week's injury report.
Thanks, Nick. The Broncos continue to have good luck on the injury report to start the season. For week three against the Lions, backup cornerback Kayvon Webster is listed as doubtful with an ankle injury. Defensive end Kenny Anunoke, who missed last week's game, is listed as questionable. Coach says that will be a game-time decision. Same for safety and kick returner Omar Bolden with a foot injury. And starter on the offensive line, Luis Vasquez, was limited in practice until Friday when he was a full participant and is probable to play with a knee injury. Okay, now time for Know Your Broncos, brought to you by Arby's. Tight end James Casey is another new face in the Broncos locker room this season. The seventh-year veteran brings plenty of professional experience to the field. As a baseball player, Casey was a seventh-round draft pick by the Chicago White Sox in the 2003 MLB draft. But the 18-year-old pitcher quickly learned how good every hitter is at that level. His baseball dream died in the minor leagues 3 years later. He then started writing letters to colleges. Rice offered him a scholarship as a defensive end, but he kept bugging the coaches until they moved him to offense. 2 years later, he took his chances in the NFL draft. Houston selected him in the fifth round. As it turns out, failing at baseball only helped Casey earn a career in the NFL.
You kind of leave that with a real bitter taste and maybe looking back and say, man, maybe I could have done this a little bit better, or man, I was worried about what everybody else was doing a little bit too much. So taking that experience, then moving on to college football and now the NFL, like, I have a much better mindset and know how to be professional now. I'm a little older, know how to be professional and realize the highs and lows that go with it, and just taking care of my business and trying to make sure I have no regrets about anything.
Boy, what a journey. And we are not done yet here on In the Zone with Coach Kubiak. After the break, you, the fans, get a shot at Coach with rapid-fire fan questions and the always hard-hitting kid question of the week. That's next.